Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about postpartum psychosis. Well, let's go! Yes, friends, hopefully these are doing well and are kicking ass. Yes, I was gonna talk about that Lindsay chick that killed her kids. Yeah, it's like, fucking women do stupid shit, so what's the difference? But a lot of shit came up and they're talking about all the women and the fucking atrocity they do. Gee, you know that women are just giant children with tits, so guess what, when they do their temper tantrums, because they have adult bodies, they're gonna do adult damage. Shocker, isn't it? No, it's not. It's just that people are fucking stupid, thinking that women are so fucking sweet and dainty, they're not fucking crazy ass fucking monsters, they'll destroy everything including themselves. But what the fuck do I know? I'm just a stupid wetback, correct? Well, anyways, I do have clips to prove my point, so let's do this thing. Enjoy! Yes, friends, let's watch this little clip of this crazy ass bitch. Yeah, she's throwing ice in the bathtub instead of slamming her fucking kids on the fucking wall. She's throwing ice. Yeah, she's doing a little temper tantrum. Yes, do you consider this bitch an adult? Physically, yes, but mentally, no. So let's watch this Down syndrome. Enjoy! Or maybe this is just a protest against ICE agents. Yeah, she thinks that if you throw ice against the fucking bathroom wall, you're actually defeating fucking ICE agents. Yeah, it's female logic. Go figure, right? Anyways, let's continue. Yes, friends, when a woman gets out of line, that's how you fucking smack them. Why you think your grandpa used to fucking beat the shit out of your fucking grandmother? Because she would act up stupid, so for her to not be fucking stupid, you gotta give her a couple of light slams. Yeah, it's like when your fucking TV or dishwasher ain't doing its job, you gotta give it a few light slams to fucking put it back to the right fucking path. So, same thing you gotta do with women. Why? Because they're stupid emotional creatures, that's why. Enjoy! Yes, friends, you see how what this bitch is saying? That it's so satisfying to destroy shit. Yes, and you want these women to have the fucking levers of fucking power? Yeah, they start pushing all these fucking buttons and they're fucking CEOs or presidents of whatever. Yeah, they're gonna start doing this shit. Imagine they have the fucking nuclear launch codes. It's fucked up that we have all these Jewish pedophiles with the fucking finger on the fucking death button. So, yeah, imagine you throw women in the mix. Enjoy! You know, I just got a craziest thought. Because women are doing all this crazy fucked up shit, that sometime in the future, this shit's gonna turn on them. Yeah, guys are gonna turn around when fucking women act all stupid, they're gonna beat the fuck out of them like if they're men. Yeah, imagine you punch a fucking woman in the face right in her fucking nose with all your strength, and you see her nose explode because she was acting stupid, and nobody's gonna bat an eye. You're welcome. Enjoy! Gee, if you have all this fucking pent-up rage and fucking energy inside of you, maybe if you have a man, you fuck the shit out of him. Yeah, imagine she starts using all this fucking energy on your penis. Oh, fuck, that'd be so fucking awesome. And she has some nice fucking legs. I wouldn't mind having that shit wrapped around me when she comes down. Or, I don't know, maybe she's fucking feeling feisty. I do like it rough, so. Yeah, I want you to dig your nails into my fucking flesh, baby. Yeah, make me feel it. Yeah. Anyways, I'm starting to get a chub, so I better continue, shouldn't we, huh? Anyways, let's continue. Gee, these ladies are freaking out over stupid shit. What happens when the shit really does hit the fan? What are you gonna do, lady? I bet you're gonna fucking kill yourself when the shit does hit the fan, but... that's what happens when you're fucking weak. Well, women are not supposed to be fucking strong. That's why we men exist, but you know, it is what it is, so let's continue. Ah. Yeah, I guess it is better throwing ice cubes against the wall instead of your kid's soft head, right? Just saying. Oh, this bitch is a ticking time bomb. Don't be surprised if in a couple years from now you see her fucking explaining herself for fucking drowning your children or some bullshit. This bitch is psychotic. But what the fuck do I know? I'm just a stupid whipex, so let's continue. Yeah, he's another ice witch. She's starting to use her fucking ice magic to fucking cast spells. Yeah, to make herself feel better. Yeah, I think what you need is a big fucking hard cock inside of you, and that make you feel way, way better. In case you didn't know, fellas, human semen has fucking a mild narcotic. Yeah, that's why it feels good when a woman gets the nut inside of her. Yeah, it's a mild fucking, fucking narcotic, so it calms them down. Yeah, it's kind of like taking fucking a barbiturate or some bullshit like that. Yeah, you want some fucking, some Prozac? There you go. Enjoy! Yeah, well look at this bitch. She's fucking pretty. She needs to get fucking raped. Yeah, why don't you do what TFM says. Do your face fucking blackface and you fucking rape her with a fucking 12-inch fucking black dildo. Yeah, why don't you just fucking skip the black dildo, just get a fucking broom handle, you break it, and then you go, and when she gets stupid, you hit her with the broomstick. Yeah, incidentally, in female prisons, that's how the lesbians rape fucking one another. They get broken broom handles and blam, 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 blam. Enjoy! Yeah, you think this is a healthy way to fucking manage your fucking rage? So fucking stupid. Well, I guess this is better than fucking going the killdozer way, right? Yeah, but at least you get your point across when you do the killdozer way. Not this. This is fucking stupid. Yeah, this chick just needs to get fucked hard. I would fuck her, but you know, she's not in my sphere of influence, so it is what it is. So let's continue. Yeah, I had fucking chicks fucking try to fight me because I thought I was being a fucking rude asshole. I just pushed them off me. He's like, get the fuck away from me, bitch. If you don't come down, you're gonna get fucked. And I wanna put my penis inside of you, so yeah, how you gonna act, bitch? Oh no, Gonzo, that's so bad! Well, fuck, women need fucking bad times. That's how they learn. Yes, women love fucking pain. Why? Because they're stupid animals, so... Do what you can with that fucking information. Enjoy! You see what happens when you can't discipline fucking females? All these dumb people? You get stupid shit like that. Yeah, you got the fucking criminals running the asylum. No, we need to come back to fucking reality. This bitch needs to get her ass fucking smacked. Yes, once she fucking learns fucking the right way to fucking act, then she'll be proper. Not before. So, let's continue. Oh, she made a special ice cube, so that means she's really pissed off? Ooh, wow. Let's see what this is. It must be like a big giant fucking boulder of fucking ice. Yeah, it's gonna be her fucking ice cube of fucking soul bomb or some bullshit like that. Well, let's find out, right? Oh, yeah, I guess you got this one in the back of the freezer, huh? A fucking chunk of fucking ice. Yeah, incidentally, you could get a fucking stuffed animal, you dunk it in water, you throw it in the freezer. And you could use that as a blunt object, too. Yeah, imagine beating someone up with a fucking stuffed animal. That'd be fucking funny. Yeah, use Teddy to fucking smash someone's head in. Enjoy! Oh, and remember, friends, this is for entertainment purposes only. You shouldn't go around smashing someone's head in with a fucking frozen stuffed animal. Okay? Even though it'll be fun, you shouldn't do that. Because you don't want to go to jail. Or do you? Well, let's continue. Gee, I think having sex will be more satisfying and less fucking of a hassle because now you got all that water on the floor. I'm sure you have to clean it up, right? Unless you want to slip and fall. So, it is what it is. So let's continue. Yes, all this fucking bullshit for fucking nothing, I bet. She's probably on her fucking period. Yeah, she's having fucking, what the hell you call that shit when they have a fucking really bad period? Fuck, let me look it up. Hold on a sec. Yeah, the scientific word is called dysmenorrhea. Yeah, that wasn't the word I was looking for. That was another word. But I can't remember it off the top of my head. It's because I'm not a woman. I don't have woman problems. I got fucking insanity problems. That's a horse of a different color. So, yeah, let's continue. Oh, yes, friends. I got this clip of this fucking chick. The thing that she does to her children. Or her child. Because it's only one on her fucking knee. Yeah, let's play that clip. Enjoy. Yeah, look at this fucking bitch. She's watering her baby like it's a fucking plant. Yeah, that's not the way you fucking do it, you fucking retarded bitch. Yeah, and look at her. She's fucking full of tattoos. I bet she's a fucking nurse. Yeah, you want the healing touch? There you go, friends. Enjoy. What you doing with that? Yes, friends, women are so fucking great and awesome, aren't they? These fucking women are so fucking stupid. But don't worry, friends, I have a clip of the great Sean Connery telling this dumb bitch Barbara Walters how he treats fucking women. Yes, and why you should beat him. Yes, great man. Too bad he's dead. Yes, all the great men are fucking going back to the beginning, I guess. Remember, friends, you gotta leave things behind so you leave stuff for the next generation to find. But if not, they're going in blind, and that's not cool. Anyways, let's roll this clip.
Years ago, you did an interview, which may come back to haunt you. What, you know what I'm going to say, right?
No.
Okay, you didn't.
Yeah, this dude's a fucking great man. When he played 007, yeah, he was the coolest of all the James Bonds. Yes, all the other ones were fucking gay-ass fucks. And they got that nigger bitch to play the new James Bond. What the fuck is that about? Yes, I'm sorry, Sean Connery. It's a good thing that you died fucking the day that you did, because we saw the fucking bullshit that we were doing now, man. God damn it. Yes, bring back your magic hand and smack all these bitches. Please, please do. Anyways, let's continue.
Interview in which you said, not the worst thing to slap a woman now and then. As I remember, you said you don't do it with a clenched fist. It's better to do it with an open hand.
Well, yes, with an open hand, you're just fucking disciplining them. Yes, when you do with a fucking clenched fist, it's because you're gonna destroy them. You don't want to destroy your woman, or do you? That is so fucking stupid. Yeah, why the hell you want to beat your chick to a bloody pulp? Nah, just give him a couple smacks, just to teach him who's boss. That's all you gotta do. Don't go overboard, but, you know, there's some people are fucking stupid that way. Well, it is what it is. So let's continue.
Yeah, remember that?
I haven't changed my opinion.
No, friends, this is an instance where you have to fucking discipline her. Like, yeah, there's no other way. What other recourse do you have but fucking just smacking the shit out of her? Yeah, and once she knows that fucking she fucked up, she'll go back to her fucking normal sweet self. If not, then... Enjoy!
No. You think it's good to slap a woman?
No, I don't think it's good. I don't think it's that bad, I think, but it depends entirely on the circumstances and if it matters.
Yes, friends, there's certain times you gotta beat the shit out of the woman, because if you don't, she's gonna think she's better than you, and then she's gonna be trying to control you. So yeah, you have to show her who's boss by smacking her. Yes, friends, it is what it is. Remember, women are closer to children than they are to adults, so don't fucking give them the same fucking rights as an adult. Just saying.
They don't want to have the last word, and you give them the last word, but they're not happy with the last word. They want to say it again and get into a really provocative situation.
Yes, friends, in case you don't know what the fuck he's saying pretty much that if you let the chick fucking, as she's arguing with you and you say, fuck it, whatever, it is, yes, dear. And she just keeps on going and going and going. Even after you let her fucking have the last fucking thing. You let her fucking have her way. But she keeps on fucking with you. You're like, oh, bitch. That's it. That's when you smack them. Yeah, she already fucking went over the fucking line. So what the fuck? If you don't let her fucking, if you don't show her who's boss after she crosses the line, she thinks she could do this and she thinks she controls you. So that's why you gotta fucking hit her. Either that or be single. So what are you gonna do, friends? Yeah, oh, you can't hit women. But it's okay for women to hit men or kill their fucking kids? Is that acceptable? Huh? Huh? So smacking a woman, I think it's the more humane thing to do. Instead of letting them kill their children, but what the hell do I know? I'm just a stupid wetback. But let's continue.
Then, I think it's absolutely right.
To give a good slap.
You're absolutely
right. Oh, so let me guess. This dumb bitch equates fucking getting slapped in the face as getting stabbed in the heart, huh? It's not the same thing as murder, you stupid bitch. You fucking retard. But women are fucking stupid. I wonder if this fucking bitch is dead. I hope she is. She's fucking retarded. Fucking feminist cunt. But it is what it is.
What if she gives you a good slap back?
Well, then you get into another area. I mean, then maybe she's getting to like it. And it becomes something else. I don't know.
Yes, that's when it gets into sexy time. Yeah, that's when she likes to fucking initiate fucking some rough sex. I like it rough, like I said earlier, so let's do this, bitch. You want to get feisty? I'll get feisty, too. Enjoy!
But, seriously, I think that it's the last resort. He's not going to do it because he wants to do it.
Correct. He's just trying to show her that he wants the thing to stop. Yeah, and that's the only way you can fucking teach a woman is by fucking giving her pain. It shouldn't be this way, but that's what you do with dumb animals. You have to beat them so they could learn the fucking proper way. Yes, if you could just tell her with your words, stop, she should stop. But because they're emotional and they work on feelings, they don't listen. So sometimes you gotta manually realign their fucking way of thinking. It is what it is. So, let's continue.
Wait till people see this interview. Are you gonna get mail?
Yes, you dumb bitch. But what male should women get? They fucking go around killing their fucking kids and doing some fucked up shit. So no, women deserve to be fucking punished. And hard. Yes, I have a clip of this fucking chick. She's a Cuban. She's not Mexican. Yeah, and she's fucking psychotic. Look what she fucking's doing. She's insane. But you want that Latin fucking love? There you go, friends. Enjoy!
Detienen a influencer cubana Melissa Campos Sánchez. Se grabó quemando su cocina y vertiendo cera caliente en sus hijas.
Oh yeah, that's right. A lot of you guys don't speak wetback, but don't worry, I'm your resident wetback. Yes, pretty much what they say, this bitch is a fucking influencer, and she fucking set her fucking kitchen on fire and started pouring hot wax on her fucking daughters. Fuck yeah. I love this pedophilic lady. Enjoy!
Su esposo la denunció.
Yeah, what the dude said it, this bitch got ratted out by her husband. Yeah, if I was this fucking crazy bitch's husband, I'll fucking rat her out too. As a matter of fact, I'll bust a Sean Connery and fucking smack the shit out of her. Oh yeah, I will take off my fucking belt and start fucking hitting her right in that big ass of hers. And then I would fuck the shit out of her. Why not? It's my bitch, so I'll do whatever the fuck I want to her. Enjoy.
Previamente por comportamientos indebidos en sus redes y con sus hijas.
Yeah, it was, the guy is saying that this fool ratted out this bitch for all the fucked up things that she was doing on social media and to her kids. Yeah, I would too. Fuck her. And she's a social media influencer. Yeah, so she's telling other bitches to do this fucking shit. Yeah, it's fucking cool to be a psychotic whore and fucking abuse your kids because you're a woman and vagina rules. Enjoy!
No fue hasta que ella misma se grabó que las autoridades hicieron algo.
Yeah, and the guy said that the cops didn't do shit until she started burning shit. And you're gonna be watching this in all her glory. Enjoy!
Grande el feminismo.
Yes, and the dude says mockingly how great feminism is. Yes, this is what fucking feminism does. This bitch is dressed like a fucking whore, dressing very fucking whorishly, wearing a mask, thinking that she's not gonna get fucking recognized her doing this bullshit. That she actually thinks that she's a vigilante doing this fucking shit? Are you protecting women's rights by fucking setting shit on fire and throwing hot wax on your fucking kids, you dumb prostitute? What the fuck are you doing? You see, when women fucking get to do whatever the hell they want, they do shit like this. So, no, lady, you need to stay in the kitchen and make fucking sandwiches and babies, you fucking bitch. But whatever, let's continue. Yeah, I really get to understand what the fuck she was saying because she was talking that fucking Cuban slang shit. I know she was talking shit. I think she said that all you guys go fuck each other and fucking I'm doing whatever I want. I think that's what she said, but I can't really understand. It's just a cara de huevo, so I know she's insulting people, so it is what it is. I don't understand this fucking lingo, whatever. Anyways, this bitch needs to get her ass smashed, in my opinion, but what the hell do I know? I'm just a stupid wetbag. But let's continue. Yeah, look the intelligence of this dumb bitch. She sets the fucking floor in the kitchen on fire. Yes, won't you think that might set your house on fire, you dumb fucking bitch? But you weren't thinking that far ahead, were you? You dumb cunt. You see the fucking logic that females have? And you want these women in your life. This is the shit that they'll fucking bring to your life. Nothing but pain and misery. If you enjoy chaos, there you go. Enjoy! Yes, she's fucking Cuban, so I'm sure there's some kind of fucking voodoo fucking ritual to fucking make her husband fucking do some bullshit. Who knows? This is fucking stupid. Yes, fucking Latin beauties are fucking so sweet, but they are fucking crazy. And some of them are crazier than others. Especially the ones from the Caribbean? They're fucking insane. And so this bitch is from... she's from Cuba. Oh yeah, so all the people from all that area, you know, the Dominican Republic, fucking all that shit... it's, I don't know, it's because the heat down there, I guess it fucking makes them fucking insane. Yeah, so you be careful when you date these Latin beauties because a lot of them are like this. Take it from a Latin dude. I dealt with my fucking madness, so enjoy. Yeah, I don't know what that twerking shit is about, but I'm guessing that's her husband. Yeah, just by looking at this guy, I could tell he's a fucking stereotype to himself, so I could tell why this fucking bitch fucking did all that crazy shit. He was probably being fucking a stupid cheating asshole. Yeah, some of us do that type of shit. Why? Because fucking we're horny motherfuckers. Yes, it's okay to be fucking what you want, but remember, there's consequences to that shit, so that's probably what it is about. If it's not, who cares? I didn't marry this madness bitch, so enjoy. Oh, I was reading that shit on top of there, and it was saying, it's like, don't tell my husband the fucking gossip of the shit that I'm doing. He goes, he'll fucking beat your ass, and he knows how I am. We've been together for 8 fucking years. So yeah, this guy's fucking full of Down syndrome too, so he's fucking dysfunctional, so fuck that motherfucker too. You guys are perfect for each other. I hope you guys kill each other because you guys are fucking Looney Tunes. Fuck you both. Enjoy! Well, I'm guessing these are the kids that they have together and they blurted it out. I don't know if because they're minors or because this bitch is pouring hot wax on them right now. Yeah. Well, that dude's with this fucking bitch. In my opinion, that dude needs to get castrated. He shouldn't be having fucking children with fucking people like this. Yeah, you're putting your children in danger. Like, what the fuck's wrong with you, guy? You're with this fucking bitch. I know she's beautiful and all, but look at her fucking mind. How diseased it is. And you're fucking diseased too. You're a fucking asshole. Yes, friends, now you know why the world is fucking shit. Fucking weak men letting these stupid bitch do whatever the fuck they want. Fucking ass backwards, these fucking losers. Well, that's okay, friends, because these weak men do this fucking weak shit, they're gonna get their ass smashed. It's gonna happen sooner or later. Hopefully it's sooner so we could get rid of this shit quicker. But what the hell do I know? I'm just a stupid wetback. But let's continue. Man, it pisses me off that motherfuckers fucking censor this shit. The lady was saying, oh, it's okay, it's fine, it already passed. So I'm assuming that this fucking bitch just poured the hot wax on the kid. Yes, you see how fucked up women are? And that dude was fucking kissing her down? Fucking thirsty ass bitch, man. Fuck you guys that are thirsty. You're the ones that make the fucking world fucking suck because you let these bitches do whatever the fuck they want. Fuck you, guy. Just saying. Yeah, I didn't really understand what the bitch was saying. Said nobody but nothing could hurt you except me. I think that's what she said. And then she kisses her kid and says, yeah, I know, mommy. Like, what the fuck? What the fuck? What's wrong with these fucking bitches? They do this stupid shit and they think you're not gonna do nothing towards them. Yeah, women fucking do this bullshit. They hurt their fucking children and they think that they could fucking do it because I guess they could make more. Yes, all these bitches doing all these fucked up things. And us as men, we gotta put up with this shit. Until fucking we won't. Yes, I think we're reaching that fucking point. We're gonna start fucking telling bitches no. And it's gonna be glorious. It's gonna suck because a lot of women are gonna get their ass fucking totally fucking destroyed. It's because guys are fucking tired. And it's gonna fucking blow up. Yeah, and it's gonna take a while for all that shit to fucking settle down. And then it comes down. Well, you guys wanted to do your bullshit, and this is what happens. Don't let these women do whatever the fuck they want. We need to train them to be women again, not these fucking crazy self-entitled bitches.
Don't worry, it's a
but
problem.
The world is falling apart.
Watch.
And it's all our fault as men because we let the fucking weakness fucking get to us. Now we gotta fucking exercise, fucking make more money, and fucking punish the fucking evils in the world. Who else is gonna do it? What, you think Jesus is gonna do it? No, motherfucker. You and I, we have to do it. Because there's no one else to do it. So yeah, you either nut up or fucking die. Those are your choices. So what are you gonna do? I don't wanna die, so I gotta fucking do the things that I gotta do. So either join me or get the fuck out of the way. There's no third way. So something to think about, friends. You be awesome and I'll talk to you guys later. Goodbye.
DJ, Jasmine, time to wake up. Are you ready for pre-K? June! Oh, June, I bet you're going to love kindergarten. Right. Well, good morning.
Another venue where I can demonstrate my superiority. I think you'll do just fine without me.
June is attending a new school this year. Do you like this?
I can't wait to see Pip and Pippa.
Your little friends are as annoying as you.
Finish up, guys. It's starting to get late.
Mother, your child requires your assistance.
June, do you mind rocking him for me? I'll be right there.
Of course, I just had to be the firstborn.
June, he loves that lullaby. But you will know Allie. Isn't this cute for EJ? And I'm sure he'll make lots of new friends, June. Would you like to bring Mr. Ladybug to school with you like you used to do in pre-K?
Pretty sure I'll survive.
1, 2, 3. Allie, you need your hair bows. EJ, you look adorable. pet your baby. Oh, June, you look so sweet.
Right. What are you looking at?